I think I'm gonna barf. I've never puked from a hangover before. But a full-on vomit-thon in Louis Armstrong International Airport on Halloween morning would be a respectable first. Had I actually eaten anything in the last 24 hours, I might be hanging over the toilet right now. But a bender of this magnitude neither required nor tolerated food near the end. The final day was alcohol only, an exclusive stomach club. No solids allowed. I can hardly sit up in this cheap plastic chair. I can barely focus on my computer screen. My fingers are vibrating above the keys, but since my eyeballs are shaking in their sockets, it evens out somehow. I'm oozing hangover. A thick goo that coats my skin and crawls down my back in little globs like slimy insects creeping toward the dark comfort of my crack. This is what 3 days of insane liver lubrication does to a man. I know. I'm not the first person to endure a monster hangover on the hard chairs of the New Orleans airport. The trash cans and toilets of this building have undoubtedly swallowed countless loads of self-indulgent barf, the wandering wasted of America hurling up their excess before staggering onto planes. I'm sure my weekend partners in crime, my boyhood friends Adam and Larry, sat here only hours before, dealing with their own colossal suffering. I bet 3/4 of the people in this place on this gray Halloween morning are asking themselves the same damn question I'm asking myself. Why the hell do I pound the sauce until I'm one small step away from the emergency room? An airport is a god-awful place to suffer a hangover this brutal. But it's still 1,000 times better than the hotel room I recently fled. I woke up alone in that disaster. Adam and Larry already off on early flights to different regions of the country. Opening my eyes, I felt as if I'd exited the predictable world of temporary hotel accommodation and entered the lair of a violent animal. I gazed around at 500 square feet of suite that looked like Motley Crue gang-fucked it while I slept, then turned it over to the WHO for sloppy seconds. An alcoholic smorgasbord littered the room. Beer bottles, half-eaten chicken wings, frisbeed pepperonis, overflowing ashtrays, empty airplane bottles of whiskey, chew spit cups, flicked sausages, lonely glasses of forgotten vodka, tipped over lamps, pizza crusts, couch cushions where couch cushions do not belong, and smashed potato chips where smashed potato chips definitely belong.